This is YouthCast.
Music is my everything, and it's what I would want to study, and it's why I came to the States from the Dominican Republic.
That's Christelle Martinez. She's always known what she wants to be when she grows up, a music producer. So when she heard Philly Youth Radio was offering paid radio apprenticeships, she hopped on the opportunity. You know, producing radio, producing music, they're close enough. But when Christelle found out the subject for her production would be school violence, she just didn't know where to start, until she knew.
I'm not that much of a visual person. I'm more of a, I can listen to everything. So school for me went by like a CD track. So I wanted to express that.
But before we get to her piece, keep your eye out for more stories about bullying. There's a new hour-long special coming out, hosted by young people, featuring young people, and about the young people who see this stuff every day. Jones Franzel is the director of Generation PRX. She told me how it works.
We're sending recording kits that include a Sony recorder and a microphone and Hindenburg software to 5 different youth radio groups, and we're really excited about the stories that are coming out from this project. And then we're working with Katie Talarski and WNPR to create an hour-long special.
Check out our blog, youthcast.org, for more information about the bullying special and to learn more about Philly Youth Radio. Philly Youth Radio is accepting applications for their next round of paid public radio apprenticeships through December 22nd. youthcast.org. And finally, I'd like to introduce Christelle Martinez.
Track 1. I walk in and metal detectors beeping. School guard screaming, "Book bags and anything metal, take it off and throw it in a machine." Students pack the hall, competing to be the loudest. Doof, a locker slams. I try to ignore the screaming of, "Hey, yo, bitch." I feel lost as I walk to my class. Track 2, second period. Students banging on the door because they're late. I see a young boy looking nervous. He speaks Spanish just like me. The teacher calls him out to read. He tells her, "Miss, no quiero." Someone from the back of the class says, "This hick, go back to your country or speak English." The rest of the class laughs and I flinched. It felt like they were saying to my little sister. I say, "What's the joke? I sure didn't get it." Through all this, the teacher never said a word. She only says, "Be quiet." Track 3. I walk to lunch. I pass by some girls and I hear her whisper, "You saw how this girl beat up this one girl?" Then the school guard screaming, "Move out of the way!" as he hold the arm of the girl that was fighting. I enter the cafeteria and I see kids buying and selling weed on top of the lunch tables. The adults, busy managing the lunch line, only yell, "Get off the table!" Track 4, last period. I space out and think back to what school was like in the Dominican Republic. The warm, gentle brisa all throughout the year. Okay, I am not saying that it was perfect or that bullying wasn't a problem, but it's not like it is here. Far away from my mom and my sister, the soundtrack here makes me think, was moving here a good idea? Track 5. Ring! Last bell of the day, and I'm back to reality. Walking home, I worry about coming back to school tomorrow. Room! Car passing by. I take a deep breath, knowing that this is the last track of this CD. I hope that one day I can produce a better soundtrack. But until then, this one's on repeat.
This is YouthCast. I'm Emily Corwin. I recently spoke with Christelle, who's now in her first year of college studying music business and music production. Here's our interview. So, you know, the piece that you recorded, it's, you know, it's mostly something that you wrote beforehand and then recorded in a studio, right?
Yeah, we had the opportunity to go to HYY. We had the whole experience of getting into a real studio, recording it, using mics, and it was pretty fun.
What was the hardest part?
The hardest part was having that connection with an audience that you don't see. It's pretty hard if you do it for the first time. You have to write like if you were talking to somebody that's not there. So it was kind of a new experience for me and doing all that.
What was harder, the like writing for radio part or the recording in a studio?
I think recording in the studio was it wasn't hard. It was just nervous.
How many times did you have to go through your script before you got it the way you wanted it?
In HYY, I was the last one to record, and I had like 5 takes. I had the opportunity for one of the directors from HYY to like sit by myself and give me pointers to like breathe and how to pronounce everything without messing up. So by the end of everything, I had a little bit more. I had like an oomph because of that, because she sat me down by myself and helped me like do what I really wanted to do with my piece.
Yeah, you have these great moments when you get really into it, and like when you have the security guard and you're sort of in her character and you're like, move out of the way. And I was wondering if it was hard in the studio not to feel self-conscious sort of really getting into it.
Yeah, it is pretty hard because me writing it, I felt like I wanted to, I'm a very silly and outgoing person, and I wanted to put that little bit of me inside the paper, although I'm writing about something that is really going on and serious. I still wanted to like have a little bit of comedy in it. And I talked to Yowei, and she was like, yeah, it's fine because we could have put in like the sounds and stuff if we wanted, but I wanted to like act them out.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came to the point of acting them out, I felt kind of, because everybody was looking at me while I was doing it. So it was like, oh.
Who was in the studio?
It was Yowei, who was holding the mic, one of Yowei's interns that was helping us out, and then like 2 people from directors from HYY. So it was a lot of people to be like sitting down, and like some of them is like the first time you see them, and it's nervous when you're just staring, like everybody staring at you waiting for you to like do what you had to do, but it also motivated me a lot.
So you have a cuss word in your story.
Yeah, I do.
Radio people can get pretty touchy when it comes to swearing. I actually have to bleep that word for this podcast. So I was wondering if you had to really fight to keep the swear word in.
I actually had a couple of them in there, but I understood why I had to narrow it down. I had 3 cuss words, like saying hello, good morning. And it's really tough not to like put it in because it's something that you hear constantly. So I just kept one just because it proved the point. That one proved the point.
So you say that the ugliness of the bullying and the apathy of your teachers in high school at that time made you wonder if immigrating to the U.S. from the Dominican Republic was really such a good idea after all. And I was wondering, now that you're in college, if you feel the same way or if you feel differently about that.
Like, now that I'm in college, I finally, like, feel relief because this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to come here to the States and finish my college education here. I didn't want to finish it in Dominican Republic because what I wanted to study is not your typical major. So it's hard to get a good school there.
Mm-hmm. And that's music production that would be really hard to study in the Dominican Republic.
So since I'm here in college now, I feel it was worth it, 100%.
Christelle, thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks to you.